Yeah. People will tell you it's not possible to have a healthy, fit, strong body, to have a great career or business, to be financially free or wealthy, and to have great relationships. A lot of people say, impossible, can't be done. Ha. What if it could? What if you actually could have a healthy, fit, strong body for the rest of your life and never have to go on a diet or some stupid exercise plan to help you lose weight, and then you put weight back on again, and then you lose weight and you put more back on again? What if you could be the same weight, the same size, the same energy level, and you loved it for the rest of your life? What if you actually could have a career that you love or a business that you're excited about and you loved getting up every day going to do it? Wouldn't that be awesome? And are there people doing that? And is it possible for you? Even if other people say impossible, can't be done. What about wealthy or financially free? Are there people who have a lifestyle where they don't have to worry about money? They're financially free because the money that they have either in the bank or in investments is supporting their lifestyle, and they actually don't have to go to work. That's one of the definitions of being financially free, is that you work because you want to, not because you have to, and you could stop working at any time and still have a very fantastic life and be able to support yourself because you are financially free. Does that sound good, and could it happen for you? Could it happen for me? Could it happen for anybody? And then what about great relationships? You'll often hear relationships are about compromise and sacrifice, and it's really hard. What if it wasn't? What if you could have really great people in your life and you could have them there every day or whenever you wanted to invest time with great people, and there wasn't a challenge, it wasn't a sacrifice or a compromise, or you didn't have to change yourself to have great people in your life? You just attracted beautiful people into your life. Now, the next part of that, of course, is if I talk about healthy, fit, strong body, great business or profitable career or business, being financially free and having great relationships, a lot of people will use those words. It's really hard. It's really complicated. It takes a really long time. You have to do lots of stuff that nobody else is prepared to do. And often you'll hear from the motivational speakers that it's not easy. Well, what if it was? And what if we asked a different question of our brain? What is the least amount I have to do to have all of those things? Rather than how much do I have to do to be healthy, fit, and strong? How long do I have to exercise for? How much horrible food do I have to eat? Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? How much hard study do I have to do to get the career or business that I love? It's really hard. Business is really hard. It takes a really long time. No one's ever profitable for at least 5 years. And you'll often hear that. Financial freedom takes forever. You'll be lucky if you retire financially free. It's really hard and takes a long time. And then relationships, you know, this one, it takes a long time to develop a great relationship, and it's hard work, and you have to work really hard every day for that sacrifice and compromise, and it's long. It takes a long time. Well, if you say it's hard and long, is it possible that your brain will believe you? If you ask your brain, what is the shortest amount, the least amount, the tiniest amount of effort I have to put in to make sure that my life has all of those things happening, would you be asking a different question, and could it be a better question? And the reason I ask that question is a lot of people will tell you that they can't. Particularly about exercise, I don't have time. So that's one of the biggest excuses or reasons that people use. Have you heard it before? Have you used it before? I don't have time to exercise, so they don't. I don't have time to eat healthy food, so they don't. So it's because it takes too long. A lot of people would love to have had a career path that has something to do with a long education, but because it was 6 years or 10 years at university, it was too hard, too long, didn't want to do it. Because it takes such a long time to be financially free, people would rather spend their money now and enjoy it rather than do something with it and invest it and help it make more, because it takes so long. And of course, that relationship thing again, it's always a really long time. Often people will say that it takes a really long time to find a great person. If you want to have a person that you love and lust for the rest of your life, that search is going to take a really long time. Or people will share with you, I have been looking for a really long time and I can't find anybody. So once again, what if there was a short way, and have we been asking the wrong questions? Because most people use the excuse, because it takes too long or because it's too hard and long, I'm not even going to try. And if you add on to that a worldwide pandemic of a virus or a world financial global crisis, or if you add a bushfire or a flood or some kind of natural disaster into people's lives, you'll often hear this: well, the world's just going to end anyway, or it's all too hard, or we never know if we're going to be living tomorrow, so let's just do whatever we bloody well want. And if I'm unfit, out of shape, fat, have a stinking job, don't have any money and have horrible relationships, it doesn't matter because I'm not going to be around long. And I have actually heard that a lot in the last 12 months. How about you? So the question again has to be asked: is there a short way? Is there a fast way? What is the tiniest amount I have to do to get what I want? And an even better question: is it possible that if you don't set yourself up to fail, that you'd be more likely to achieve? So I'll give you a simple example from my career path. You will have often heard, and I certainly used to preach before I understood anatomy and physiology, that if you don't exercise for 20 minutes, huffy puffy, don't bother. Some people used to say 30 minutes. If you're not prepared to exercise for 20 or 30 minutes, don't bother. Until one of the members at one of my health clubs asked me this very special and interesting question: Roe, you've told me I have to run on this bloody treadmill for 20 minutes. What if there's a power blackout at 17 minutes or 15 minutes or 10 minutes? Does it mean that the 10 minutes I did don't count? You could take that further and ask the question: is 20 the magical minute, or is it 30 the magical minute? And of course, there's a better question to ask there, which is: what does it take to get fit, and what does it take to get strong? Is it a time frame, or is it a physiological response inside my body? And of course, knowing and understanding anatomy and physiology, as you do, I'm sure, or you're excited to find out about, to get fit, we've got to get puffed. And if you've ever done something really hard for a very short amount of time, you'll probably have gotten puffed, yes? So if you jump on anything, run up and down anything, do something where your arms and legs and your heart and lungs are all working at the same time really hard, you'll get puffed in about 10 seconds. So could it be a great question to ask if throughout my day I get puffed for as little as 10 seconds, could I get fit? And if I'm fit, would I have a body that's a fast, fat-burning machine? Would I have a body that pumps happy drugs into my brain? Would I have a body that fights germs, bugs, viruses, and diseases? And would I perform better? And would my brain work better if I was fit? And could that happen by as little as getting 10 seconds of huffy-puffy every so often throughout every day? Could that be a great question to ask? What about being strong? What's the least amount I can do? Now, again, instead of how many exercises do I have to do and how much time do I have to spend at the gym and how many reps and sets do I have to do, could a better question be: what does it take to get strong? And if, once again, you understand anatomy and physiology or you're excited to understand it, is it possible that the human body gets strong by overload and the endocrine system and the neuromuscular system / central nervous system all work best when they are overloaded at the highest level? So is it possible if you pick exercises where you use as many muscles at the same time, do as many as you possibly can, keep going till you can't do any more, so you really fire up your endocrine system, your central nervous system, your skeletal muscular system, respiratory cardiovascular system, that you could get strong? And if you give your body long enough to recover, because is it possible that if you lift something heavy, you could put micro tears into your muscles? Those muscles have to first get healed, then they have to recover, they have to get stronger, super compensate. And if you did that, say, once, maybe twice a week if you absolutely love it, but wouldn't it be awesome if you only had to do something like that once a week, maybe even just one exercise? Because if you pick something up off the ground and put it back down again, is it possible that you'll be using your arms and your shoulders and your upper back and your lower back and your abdominals, which is all stopping you from falling forward and helping you to pick that thing up off the floor? Is it possible that you use your all of the muscles in your legs because you are bending down to pick something heavy up off the floor? And what if you could get strong by just doing one exercise once a week? Now, you could argue with that, and lots of people will, but what if? What if there was no longer an excuse to be fit and strong because you could just get puffed for 10 seconds every so often throughout the day, lift something heavy up off the ground as many times as you can, maybe once, twice a week, and would that make being fit and strong easier, faster? Is that a tiny amount? It's less than 5 minutes a week. Woohoo! Now, what about the food thing? There's a lot of controversy, have you noticed, about food? You can ask 10 people what should I eat, and you'll get 10 different, completely different, contradicting answers. What if you worked out what was best for you? And what if it was as simple as, how did I get out of shape if you are not in shape at the moment? And what if you just ate differently than you are now? Because obviously if you are out of shape, the food that you're eating or the amount that you weigh might not have been the right one for you. So what if you started with something as simple as eat exactly what you're eating now, just eat less of it. If you love the way that you eat and you love all the foods that you eat, maybe just eat less of them. And then if you're fit and strong, is it possible that your body will burn fat, calories, sugar, everything much faster, and your body would become a fat burning machine? So if you ate the same as you are now, but you just ate a little bit less and you got fit and strong, is it possible in a very short period of time that you could see some fairly major differences in the way your body looks and the way your body feels and the way your body performs and how it can think more clearly? And is it possible that if you're pumping happy drugs into your brain grows more connections and you grow more brain cells, that you'd actually think differently about your food, so you might make better decisions? Now, there's an interesting thing to ponder. So fitness and strength could be as little as 5 minutes a week. Eat exactly what you love to eat, just eat a little bit less of it. What if then you wanted to have a career or business that you love? And a lot of people talk to me about it's too long. I'd like to be a doctor, but I have to go to university for 6 years. Or I'd like to be an architect, but I have to go to university for 5 years. Or I'd like to be a dancer, but it takes too long to learn how to do it really well. Well, as they've all suggested, the experts in the world, that is, it takes around about 10,000 hours to become a master at anything. But here's a great question. How many hours are there in every day? 24, of course, 168 hours in the week. And if it's something that you love, you're really passionate about, would it feel hard? Is it possible that if you've got a lousy, stinking, rotten job or a business that you hate going to, that the days take a really long time? 8 hours seems like a really long time. Have you ever been on a holiday or had a great day and thought to yourself, wow, that day went fast? That 8 hours went super fast. Maybe you were with somebody really special and you were passionately in love with them and you wanted to spend 8 hours with them and it felt like 8 minutes. Is it possible that if you're doing something that you're absolutely passionate about, that 10,000 hours to become a master at it, to become really good at it, to become the best in the world at it, would feel like a very short amount of time? And here's a great question. Is time going to pass you by anyway? 10,000 hours will pass us all by unless we die of an accident. Then what if we invested those 10,000 hours into something that we're really passionate about and become the best in the world at it? Now, I could say, well, you could argue with me, Roey, 10,000 hours is a really long time. But what if, even if you think you can't put in 10,000 hours because it just seems ridiculous, what if every day you invested 1 minute into learning, into training, into educating to get better at the thing that you want to do, whether it's dancing or basketball or business or architecture or medicine or surgery? What if every day you just invested a really short amount of time into becoming better at it? You did a little bit of study. Is it possible that if you get into the habit of doing something every single day, that you'll do it every single day? And is it possible that if you do something every single day, that 10,000 hours won't actually take that long, because there's 168 hours in the week, there's 7 days in every week, there's 365 days in every year? And is it possible that time's going to pass you by anyway? And if you invest a little bit of time, and what if it was just 1 minute? What if you could go to bed at the end of the day and say, I invested 1 minute into my new business or career today? And you did that 7 days and then 30 days and then 365 days. Is it even possible that you might want to invest more because you're now in the habit of doing it? So just an interesting question. So here's a better question. Will you waste another year, another week, another month, another day even in a lousy, stinking, rotten job that you don't like? Or is it actually time now to do something that you love? And is it possible that life could be too long or too short? If it's really long and you're going every day, 5 days a week, 48 weeks of the year, 40, 50 years of your life to some lousy, stinking, rotten job that you don't like, could that be an enormous waste of time versus a tiny little bit of invested time every day that could then head you towards a career path that you're excited about? Something to consider, a question to ask yourself. Is it my time to have a career or business that I love? Next question. What about money? Is it really hard to become wealthy? Well, that's a great question, because I was told when I was about 30 that if you invest a dollar a day from when you're 15 years of age, you'll retire a multimillionaire. But I was already 30. All that means, of course, is you have to invest a little bit more. But the beautiful thing about money and financial planning and the study of wealth creation and the study of how to become financially free, there's a lot of information. If anything in the world, it's probably the easiest thing. When you talk about health and fitness, there's lots of contradicting and arguments and controversial information. When it comes to a career path, there's a lot of people that will tell you that you can't do it, it's too hard, not possible. The interesting thing about money, yes, there'll be people who tell you that you can't do it, but the actual mathematics of becoming wealthy, it's almost like the law of gravity. Are there people who have a minimum wage and still retire financially free or retire without having to rely on the government or their family? And yes, the answer is yes, 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 yes. Would it be worth investing a minute a day, an hour a week, a certain amount of time, a tiny amount of time into your wealth creation versus having to retire, relying on the government, tiny amount of money, or relying on your family? Imagine being a burden on your family. Or worse, if you are thinking that retirement's a really long way away, the longer away it is, the less likely you are to get money from the government. It has been suggested by the financial experts in the world that there will come a time when governments just won't pay a pension, there won't be a dole, there won't be money for people who don't work. And there are lots of countries in the world, by the way, where that is the case right now. You just will not be able to get money from the government because the government doesn't have any. And I'm laughing because it's almost fun and funny on how simple it is to become financially free, but you have to learn about it. If you don't know how, then you're either obviously ignorant, and I will say I wish schools taught it, because something like save a dollar a day from the age of 15, if we taught that to our little kids, then they could retire financially free and much younger than 65. The other thing to be aware of is that age of retirement at being 65 is unlikely to be that young. There's many, again, financial experts who are suggesting that it's going to be more like 80 or 90 years of age for retirement age, and you'll need to look after your body, which means be healthy, fit and strong if you want to rely on the government when you retire. But wouldn't it be awesome to not have to rely on anybody because you're financially free? And what about if that could happen at 30, 40, 50 rather than 60, 70, 80, where you could choose to go to work rather than not to? So would it be worth investing a tiny amount of time into the study of wealth creation? And of course, if you're a Max International College student, we're probably one of the only fitness colleges in the world, but one of the only business colleges in the world that invests a lot of time on the education process of wealth creation. Because what's the use of having a career or business that you love that is profitable, but you end up broke because you don't know how to look after your money? So what a great idea. Invest a tiny amount of time every day on how to create money so you can retire financially free. The last but not least, what makes a great relationship, and does it have to be sacrifice and compromise, and does it have to be hard? And having been on the planet for a really long time and being involved in lots of personal relationships, but also watching literally thousands, if not hundreds and thousands of other people in personal relationships, when you manage health clubs and you're involved in education, you travel the world and meet lots of people, it's one of those conversations that often comes up. And it seems that the little things in relationships make the biggest differences. So we often think, you know, I have to do all these big, hard things to make my relationship work. But I've got a couple of great questions. The people that you love, do you tell them? And do you know how they like to be told? Is it in words, or is it in actions, or is it in time, or is it in gifts? There's all different ways that people feel loved. And there's this great quote in personal relationships I learned a really long time ago, that men need to have sex to feel loved and women need to feel loved to have sex. Now, that's two different languages, and could it be a simple, easy process if you got that connection sorted to have a really lustful, loving relationship for a very long time? If you really love somebody, would you like to understand the language that they're speaking in? So would it be worth knowing that a bunch of flowers may not work, but a cuddle would work? Would it be worth knowing that a passionate afternoon in a bedroom is far more exciting than a clean house? There's lots of things to find out about your partner, but isn't that the exciting thing about relationships, finding out about people and then wanting to add value to their lives? But more importantly than that, is it possible that if we are great people, if we're beautiful people, if we're kind and respectful, if we're fun, if we're loving, all the things that you might be looking for in somebody else, is it possible that if you want to find that in somebody else, that you need to become that person yourself? And again, great information that I was delivered a very long time ago and thought that made a lot of sense. How about you? Be the person that you want to attract into your life. And if you are healthy, fit and strong and you do have a career or business that you're passionate about and you are financially free and you do love who you are and you love who you are becoming, you're excited about what you're doing with your life and who you are becoming, is it possible that you would attract different people into your life than if you are unhealthy, unenergetic, overweight, hate your job, don't have any money and think that all relationships are horrible? It's just an interesting question. So what's the tiniest amount of time to be healthy, fit, strong, have a career that you love, be financially free and have great relationships? And is it possible that the answer is one of two things? One, what if you invest a tiny amount of time every day? Is it possible that you get into the habit of great habits? And number two, is it possible that being a extra mile person could get you further in life than being a what's the least amount of effort I have to put in to get the result that I want? And yes, there are a lot of people that are looking for the easy path. They're looking for the easy way. They're looking for the fast way. But what if every day is going to pass us by anyway? What if we just put in 100% effort into every minute of every day, of every month, of every year? Is it possible that the time that passes us by will be a hell of a lot more fun? Woohoo!